How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigade, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Park District Board is expected to vote on a permit for Riot Fest at today's meeting, as critics are accusing one official of a conflict. The three-day music festival is scheduled to start on September 20th at Douglas Park, and food vendors for Riot Fest will include one catering company with ties to new Park District Board member Philip Jackson. Here's longtime Little Village resident and Riot Fest critic Sarah Heyman.
He's a Park District Board commissioner and has a lot of influence, and I just think it's really inappropriate that his nonprofit is making money at Riot Fest.
A Park District official told WBEZ Jackson was traveling and will miss today's board vote on Riot Fest. Chicago officials are planning to close three migrant shelters by the end of October. Some advocates say the resources should be redirected toward Chicago's unhoused population. The migrant shelters slated for closure have about 3,000 beds combined. One of them is located in a warehouse in the Pilsen neighborhood. The closures are due to a decline in the number of asylum seekers arriving in Chicago. Melissa Hernandez works with unhoused residents. She worries about the shelter closures at a time when Chicago's unhoused population is rising.
I want to know what their game plan is. I don't see these encampments getting any smaller. I see them growing.
City officials say they are working to unify the current shelter system for all residents, regardless of when they arrived in Chicago. A recent Northwestern Medicine study found that states with the most abortion restrictions offer the least amount of support for raising families. States like Florida and Texas were less likely to have paid family leave and access to affordable childcare, according to researchers. States with more restrictions also had lower enrollment in federal social programs, like temporary assistance for needy families. Dr. Nigel Madden says the goal of the study was to show the
hypocrisy between, you know, the fact that a lot of abortion restrictions are predicated on the conception that it's protecting women, children, and families, and kind of highlighting with our results how that is not necessarily the case.
Madden says a lack of support is why many patients will travel to states like Illinois to receive abortions. Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski is hoping to have more of a say on the farm bill after the November election. During a visit to the University of Illinois this week, she said she believes Democrats could retake the House in November.
I think what you'll see with Democratic leadership is a bipartisan farm bill negotiated after this November election that supports our family farmers, and specifically our farmers in the Midwest, that we don't have a geographic farm bill that picks winners and losers across this country.
The Springfield Democrat serves on the House Agriculture Committee. Budzinski does not like the new farm bill the committee's GOP majority passed last spring, which includes cuts to conservation programs and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. The current extension of the old farm bill expires September 30th. Some other things you should know today. Reaction to last night's presidential debate from Illinois politicians is, predictably, falling along party lines. Illinois Republican Chair Kathy Salvey says Americans saw a stark contrast between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. In her statement, Salvey calls Trump, quote, the leader that Illinois and America needs. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker says Harris's performance at the debate shows who she will be as president. In a statement, he touted her character and vision while calling Trump a, quote, racist, misogynist, homophobe. Chicago Public Schools has fired sports director David Rosengard. Rosengard took over the position in June 2020 and helped guide CPS sports through the COVID-19 pandemic. The Sun-Times reports CPS declined to comment on the personnel matter and did not name a replacement. A new report from Chicago's Inspector General says the company running the city's parking meters did not comply with minority contracting requirements. The report says between 2011 and 2018, Chicago Parking Meters LLC claimed credit for a minority contractor that was not certified by the city. The watchdog report also says Chicago needs to beef up oversight procedures to ensure the parking meter deal brings in more minority and women-owned businesses. Today's weather: plenty of sunshine with a high in the mid-80s, and similar weather tomorrow but with more clouds. That's it for now. Later today, Chicago's historic Johnson Publishing Company, home of Ebony and Jet magazines, shut its doors a few years back. And when it did, artist Theaster Gates got a phone call from a member of the Johnson family who asked him to be the caretaker of the things within the building.
And she said, essentially, whatever you're able to retain and retrieve, exhume from the building is yours. Mm. And so I've been living with these objects for the last decade now.
Gates talks with my Rundown co-host, Aaron Allen, about turning these objects into a new exhibit, opening tomorrow at the Stony Islands Arts Bank. That's today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.